We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, Hayden Panettiere's secret addiction.
I've been struggling for a long time.
Opening up for the first time about hitting rock bottom with opioids. Then, Carlos Santana after his onstage collapse as Travis Scott pauses his show citing new safety concerns.
You do not need that right now.
Plus, surprise supermodels. Can you spot all the famous faces hitting the catwalk with Kim K and daughter North?
Why do you have to wait for us all the time?
Then, Nick Cannon's message to his kids for when their moms disagree. And
expect the unexpected.
An exclusive tour of the Big Brother house. Plus, why Ryan Seacrest nearly cost Kelly Ripa her new game show gig.
And I looked at him and I said, I will never forgive you for this.
A cycle of self-destruction. Hayden Panettiere talks about the demon she's battling behind the scenes. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, E.T. has been with Hayden from the very start as a child star in Remember the Titans to her headlining role in ABC's Nashville. Now she is opening up about her addiction to drugs, alcohol, and the postpartum depression that nearly cost Hayden her life.
Where did you turn to for support?
The bottle, the bottom of a bottle. I didn't have any negative feelings towards my child. I just knew I was deeply depressed. And I didn't know where, you know, the alcoholism was ending and the postpartum was beginning. And I ran myself pretty ragged.
It was a battle that lasted for years. Hayden confessing, I think I'd hit rock bottom. But then there's that trap door that opens.
When you see a happy-go-lucky girl for years, suddenly on the floor in a puddle of mess and alcohol, you gotta know something's wrong.
My mother was the drug addict murderer, not me!
Turns out in some ways, Hayden was living out the storyline of her character on Nashville. Alcoholism, depression, rehab.
Are you ready?
She's very complicated.
Hayden tells People on Stands Friday she underwent trauma therapy and checked herself into rehab for 8 months. It was her third time in treatment.
It's been such an intense year for me.
We spoke to the star in 2016 after she shared her postpartum struggle.
I am so proud to be a woman that people can look to and know that they're not alone and they're not weak if they go and they seek help.
As for Hayden's 7-year-old daughter, well, in 2018, the actress decided it was best for Kaya to live with her father in Ukraine. That's former boxing legend Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir's brother is the mayor of Kyiv, and both have been fighting on the front lines against Russia. Back in 2013, Hayden joined her then-fiancé at this rally.
I support your fight.
Kaya is no longer in Ukraine, although it's unclear exactly where she lives now. Today, Hayden is 8 months sober and ready to get back to work.
Get away from the door, Charlie.
The actress tells GMA she fought to return to the big screen as Kirby Reed in Scream 6, which is out in March of next year.
I called them up myself and was like, so you guys don't like happen to want to bring Kirby back, do you? I did. I wanted to be in it that badly. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed.
It is great to see that she's working again.
She's always that little girl in Remember the Titans
right?
to me. I'm sorry. Right? Yeah. Such an incredible movie. All right, let's move on now to music legend Carlos Santana and his medical emergency live in concert.
Rock legend Carlos Santana had to be carried off stage.
The 74-year-old guitarist collapsed
just minutes into a show.
It was a tense scene in Michigan last night. The Grammy winner propped up and shaking minutes before medics rush in. The crowd in disbelief.
Where's the EMS?
Not 5 minutes earlier, during his performance, a fan told E.T. you could see his shirt was soaked with sweat, and then Santana suddenly sat down.
I thought, oh, that's weird. He must be hot. Then all of a sudden, he started slumping and he fell.
Bandmates immediately lifted Carlos up, gave him water, and lowered his head while keeping his feet elevated. Santana later gave a wave as he was taken off stage on a stretcher and rushed to the hospital. A rep tells E.T. he was overtaken by heat exhaustion.
I had this thing happening in my chest.
The 74-year-old, who just had an emergency heart procedure in December, posted, quote, "Forgot to eat and drink water, so I dehydrated and passed out. He is now good, just taking it easy." His show tonight in Pennsylvania has been postponed. Meanwhile, Travis Scott stopped his New York concert mid-performance. During an impromptu set at Coney Island, the rapper called out to fans climbing and dangling from a metal truss.
Just make sure you're okay, though, my buddy.
After the fans got down, Travis continued performing. This comes just days after his first headlining event since the Astroworld tragedy was abruptly scrapped. The Day in Vegas festival cited a combination of logistics, timing, and production issues.
People said they heard folks screaming help. Did you hear any of those screams?
Nah, man.
Kylie Jenner's man is still facing about $3 billion in lawsuits in the deaths of 10 people at his show. But next month, he's performing for a sold-out crowd at the O2 Arena in London. He's now added a second night due to fan demand. Now to Kim Kardashian, who made her Paris Fashion Week runway debut at the star-studded Balenciaga show. Kim unleashed her best stone-faced strut in an all-black ensemble, but the real scene stealer in Paris was 9-year-old daughter North, who wasn't afraid to speak her mind.
Why do you have to wait for us all the time?
Because you're so famous, we love you, North.
Outside the show, Nicole Kidman, in oversized shades, shared a kiss with husband Keith Urban. She then made her own Fashion Week debut right after Kim. The Oscar winner delivered the drama in that metallic silver gown with a train for days. Backstage, Nicole hung out with Kim, Dua Lipa, and Naomi Campbell. She also gave some serious Statue of Liberty vibes while her team prepped the look. Switching gears to dad of seven, Nick Cannon, who gave a freestyle message to all of his kids.
All of my children will always be friends, even if they mamas is not in agreement.
So is there some mama drama with the five in his life? Not according to Abby De La Rosa, who is rumored to be expecting Nick's ninth child, which would be their third together. On Instagram, she said, quote, "I'm not speaking on any other family unit except my own, but for me, my children having so many siblings is so cool.
I'm concerned about my own home because that's my business."
Bree Tiasi is due any moment with her and Nick's first baby. She told Kevin that for now, the moms keep their distance.
Do you ever communicate with any of the other ladies?
No, I respect everyone's, you know, space. At some point, we will. We just don't necessarily need to at the moment. I think no matter what, the kids are going to be super close and supported.
I know, y'all. I'm thinking the same thing. All right, now let's get to Kelly Ripa. She has two reasons to celebrate: her new primetime gig and her and Mark's first adults-only vacation in over two decades.
When you're on vacation together for the first time in 25 years without children,
wow,
you realize that your kids really had been occupying the bulk of the time. People would suggest things like, you should climb the Via Ferrata. And I was like, that sounds dangerous. And Mark's like, let's go for it.
Well, now Kelly and Mark are embarking on another adventure together, producing a game show. Generation Gap premieres tomorrow on ABC, and Kelly's hosting.
Basically, you're asking grandparents questions that only their grandchildren should know, and you're asking grandchildren questions that only their grandparents should know.
You can play with it, and like, you have a deck.
Like a backyard deck?
No.
The show also features celebrity guests, including Kelly's live co-host, Ryan Seacrest, who made an oops.
He gave away an answer. He shut down production for 45 minutes because the lawyers had to get involved. And I looked at him and I said, I will never forgive you for this. This is all he had to say. This is American blank. Answer being Idol. He said, this is American Idol. And I was like, what's wrong with you?
Fun fact, the idea for the show came from a segment Jimmy Kimmel has done on his late night show. He's also a producer and recruited Kelly's dad.
It's time to play What's Joe Ripa Trying to Sing? We upped the financial aspect when my dad sings because we were like, they'll never get this. We can offer $1 million. They'll never figure it out. Take it away, Dad.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and it won't be long.
And there's more new TV. Big Brother announced the new contestants for season 24, but there's already been an eviction.
Big moves with Marvin. Hey, I'm Texas.
Only 7 hours after the cast was announced, Marvin Achi was replaced by Joseph Abdon. No official reason was given, but fans are speculating it's because Marvin is currently competing on America's Got Talent. This audition happened in April, and he needs to survive the judges' next round of cuts to perform again.
What do you think, Sophia?
Yes, but just for scientific purposes.
Really?
Big Brother premieres live tonight on CBS. E.T. got an exclusive tour of the BB Motel. The house has a Palm Springs vacation vibe. Bedroom themes include a golfer's paradise and the space age. Why should we be excited about this season of Big Brother?
Well, it's 16 brand new people. So new people to fall in love with, new showmances to see blossom, new people to root maybe against.
I'm going to be the one twerking on tables.
I am fun. I am hot.
We always say, expect the unexpected, and that is the beauty of this show.
Also tonight, 9 Big Brother alums will compete in the Challenge USA, CBS's spinoff of MTV's popular global franchise. They'll face off against former Survivor, Love Island, and Amazing Race fan favorites vying for a $500,000 grand prize. TJ Lavin is the host. Which show churns out the toughest contestants?
Survivor, for sure. The Big Brother contestants are tough. The Love Island people can flirt real good.
Any romance on the show? Because there are exes on this show, right?
Your ex shows up and then your new girl's already there. It's kind of weird, right? It's like, oh man, here we are.
By the way, the show was filmed in Argentina, and that's where TJ was when we did our interview, living his best life. All right, coming up, our first look at Chris Rock's big screen return.
Get a dead white man in a box. Who do you think's gonna get in trouble here?
As Will lays low, Chris's new film filled with star after star after star.
This is all turning out to be a lot larger than any of us.
Then,
some things are worth fighting for.
Viola Davis's powerful and personal new role. Only E.T. is on the South African set of The Woman King.
It feels like home, the sense of belonging.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We formed a pact, and we swore to protect each other.
Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington. They lead an all-star cast in the David O. Russell drama Amsterdam, which follows three friends who find themselves at the center of one of the most shocking secret plots in American history.
Got a dead white man in a box. Who do you think's gonna get in trouble here?
Chris, always with the perfect one-liner. That opens exclusively in theaters November 4th. But before that, another historical drama hits theaters, The Woman King, starring Oscar winner Viola Davis, and E.T. was on the South Africa set.
Fight or we die.
Naniska is the general of the Agogia tribe. The girls, they couldn't, you know, control and they became soldiers.
The Europeans wish to conquer us. Some things are worth fighting for.
When I started the martial arts, I was like, I'm 56, I'm a woman, I can't take down this dude, I can't do this, I can't do that, and then suddenly I could.
Yeah.
You know, I saw my possibilities.
To be a warrior, you must kill your tears.
It took star and producer Viola Davis over 6 years to bring the true story of The Woman King to the screen. The movie that hits theaters September 16th includes John Boyega from Star Wars, Captain Marvel's Lashana Lynch, and E.T.'s own Tando Glomo, who sat down exclusively with the cast on set for us.
I think you draw so much inspiration from your dad for this character.
Yeah, I'm like, how can I easily tap into this, you know? Big Daddy energy.
Big Daddy energy.
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, dang it. I'm sick of you.
Okay, BDE, Big Daddy energy. I love it. All right, now to the Queen Bee breaking records. How Beyoncé's Music Moves earned her a first for female artists. Then, meet the Mary Poppins of, well...
So, I understand you want a sex room.
Inside the new home makeover series that's full of spice.
It's certainly not kitchens and bathrooms.
Then, we press our luck with Elizabeth Banks taking on the classic game and a backstage tour.
Glamming it up.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now she's breaking records too. Congrats to Beyonce, who is only the third artist in history to have 20 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 as a solo artist, joining Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. That's great company.
Great company.
All right, let's talk TV. Pressure, Luck is back tomorrow night on ABC. Matt, you had a chance to hang out with Elizabeth Banks. How many jobs does she have?
She has all of the job titles in Hollywood above her name. This woman is getting after it, and she's giving ET exclusive access behind the scenes.
We're glamming it up.
Glam bam is happening right here. That's in the glam team. Do you have like things you need in here to get going, like to get you amped up? Do you have a song?
We do a lot of music.
Okay, what's your go-to?
We were just listening to Justin Bieber.
With her Bieber jams flowing, Elizabeth heads to wardrobe where there's racks of designer outfits, tables of stilettos, and trays of accessories. Her fashion team are top guns. Literally.
They do Tom Cruise. And we've been praising all the outfits because he looks really good.
You know who else
good.
I do?
Elizabeth Banks. They do Elizabeth.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, let's go to the stage.
Let's do it.
You know, we're across from American Idol, so we get to hear some
American Idol.
Stage Studio 46.
Here we go.
This is my home.
This is where it happens.
This is where Pressure Luck happens.
A new season of Press Your Luck premieres tomorrow night on ABC. Contestants will try to rack up as much as $1 million without running into a dreaded whammy.
The whole point of Press Your Luck is YOLO, man.
I feel like Whammy is going to run by and steal my wallet any second right now.
Of course, I had to press my luck. I even won 200 grand, but then...
Now that I have no money and no prizes, how do I exit sadly off the stage?
We say, good night, everybody. Come back next time.
Bye, everybody.
Man,
I went home with nothing. Let me tell you, I was nervous with that whammy up there. I was nervous the whole time.
No whammies. No whammies.
I got whammies.
Oh, so my whammy. God. I want to play that game so bad. Listen, we go now from a competitive game show to a show that takes on a grown-up kind of home construction.
So, I understand you want a sex room. What I want people to take away from this show is it's okay to talk about sex. Just be open, because it's going to change what happens between the sheets later on.
Melanie Rose has been dubbed the Mary Poppins of sex rooms, and her new Netflix show, How to Build a Sex Room, shows exactly how she works her magic.
What are critical things that you've got to have in every room that you do?
Good lighting is key.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that works.
Nailed it.
Give us some of the numbers. On average, how much does a sex room cost?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. It depends. Depends on how much renovations I'm doing, what I'm pulling down, putting in, putting up. You can spend anywhere from, say, $35,000, $40,000 up to $190,000 and beyond.
What is the wildest item you've ever put in a sex room?
I have put in a pony chair, which is about $25,000 to start with.
Each room has a very unique design. In the show, premiering Friday, and it's not exactly like 50 Shades of Grey's Red Room. Instead, we'll see a rock and roll theme and a dungeon.
They are places where couples can explore their deepest fantasies.
Is there anything you've ever said no to?
No, I don't say no.
Okay.
I'm talk to me about anything.
You were our angel for our marriage.
We have another sexpert on Netflix, Gwyneth Paltrow. I would love a collab between you two. Have you two met or talked at all?
No, we haven't, but I would love to talk to her.
It's probably going to be a little embarrassing and weird.
Oh, man, no pressure.
Okay. Is there a celebrity couple you would be very excited to do their sex room for them?
Oh, how interesting. I'd love to meet James Corden. I'd love to do a room for him.
James Corden? Look, I got a little crush, but James.
All right, coming up, the reason behind Ray J's permanent tribute to his sister, Brandy.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I just couldn't put it down.
From Reese's Book Club to the big screen, only we can take you to the set of Where the Crawdads Sing, plus its connection to Taylor Swift.
It was just a call that she made one day.
Then, only we are on set with Michael Strahan and the $100,000 pyramid.
No.
Right, it's your show.
I'm out.
No, I don't want it. $100,000
pyramid, hosted by Kevin Frazier. I'm out.
You know, if he's leaving, I'm staying.
Oh, I tried to stay. Oh, I did.
Oh, listen, what y'all don't know at home is he's not kidding. Before we go, Ray J is taking the idea of brotherly love next level. Look at this. He posted a video of himself getting older sister Brandy's face tattooed on his leg. Ray J said he has plans for a full leg tat. Quote, I had to start with my best friend. Cue the song, everybody.
And Brandy looks so good right now. Brandy responded to the permanent jester commenting, bro! With heart emojis. Show them the one you got of me.
You can't see the one I got of you.
Show it. Go ahead and show it. You got to turn around. That's all.
Bye, everybody.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.